Yes, buddy. Welcome to Player Shine Radio. I am King Nez. This is my lighter. That's all I got. Okay. The Sour Tower. Signing. I wanted to make a quick podcast, like. I just got back from Atlanta. Had a wonderful time, of course. And the most important thing is that I went down there and got shit that I needed to get done. Shout out to Moski, J-Mo, you the shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga helped me put on the sound aspect and on the producer side of the game. You know what I'm saying? He really sauced my shit the fuck up. And niggas threw me on the song just on GP, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get the paperwork drawn up on that. It's gonna be a few songs that I'm gonna drop. I'll just get all of the legal aspects done in that sense. And, you know, I gotta start utilizing my plugs and shit more often. Like, even when it come down to the graphic designing tip, like, I could do it, but it's like, I know it's going to take a lot of energy and effort because I don't want to just slap it and cut and paste some shit and do this, that goofy shit. Like, I want to create some shit. But I also know that my energy got to go into many other aspects of my grind. So, we're just going to get into it, man. The first topic I want to talk about, not because it's a surprise or it's a shock or none of that. I'm pretty sure y'all have been hearing about the Mueller investigation ending and him giving it to whoever that dude is with the weird glasses and shit. Mr. Starr, Bart, whatever his name is. He got a football player name, but he looked like that Al from that Tootsie Roll commercial. That Tootsie Roll Pop commercial. Or shit. That's neither here nor there. It's like I'm not shocked or surprised because, you know, and I'm talking to the black people. I mean, white people, if y'all listening to what's happening, thank you for tuning in. What it do? You know what I'm saying? And like, black people, we've been going through this. Us as a generation by ourselves, we inherited the last generation's bullshit and they inherited their generation bullshit. And within the generational bullshit and it being handed down, we have always seen the indifferences and the injustices committed by these people, these Caucasoids that's in power doing whatever the fuck they want to do. You know what I'm saying? When that white dude was running for Supreme Court and a lady came out of nowhere trying to testify that he raped her when they was in college and this, that, and the third, and he... Brett Kavanaugh is the name, and he still got in. Like, when it comes to white people fucking with white people, like, you guys, I respect those that speak out and, you know, put a motherfucking life on front. You deserve it. Especially if you telling us one thing and you ain't no shit, bro. You making false promises and you ain't delivering, and the motherfucker call you out. Or America telling us not to worry about air quality or water pollution and the bullshit that they put in our food. They tell us that we need to stop listening to conspiracy theorists and all of that shit. And even when it come down to the elections and the influence of politicians within the black community and why they always think that it's a good thing. Well, I ain't gonna even say a good thing. Like, they come to the conclusion where they feel this is the smartest thing to do. If I can come here and not speak about what's going to directly impact them, what I could do for them, but speak around it in a way where I said it, but I didn't go into detail. I just said the word, but I didn't really go into detail. And whenever I did talk about it, it was a reference to us as a whole, all of America. Like, basically, well, before we pay these descendants of slaves anything, we should just give that to everybody. And it's like, wow. The blatant disrespect. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not surprised. I'm bringing that point up to, you know what I'm saying, look at this situation with Trump being under investigation for 2 years. It took you 2 years to get to this point where a motherfucker that's reading your shit, damn near the ops, this motherfucker, and off, the only reason he in that position is because the motherfucker you investigate and put him there. They saying they find no credible evidence and all this extra shit. Yet all of these people going to prison and admitting that they lied about something. Like, what did you do, you know what I'm saying, to put yourself in this position? Your own lawyer came out with receipts. And it's like, of course the story don't make no sense. Of course the report don't make no sense. This is one of those type of situations where the anticipation has been going and growing for so long that when it finally happened, motherfuckers was still talking shit, like stragglers commenting on a nigga wearing a dress like that shit is new. Not to sweep any of this shit under a rug. It's just, it's the shit always come back to back. When the media propagating something and they want you to think in a specific direction, trust and believe they gonna succeed, especially if you want to get got. If you want to go, they're going to make sure you're going. Like I said, I'm not shocked. I kind of figured that. Like I said, a couple months back, I was looking at this shit like, bro, this shit just keep going on and keep going on. And it's like every day the news making up. They got a news story to comment on something. And it could be something that don't even got nothing to do. It could be a what if comment. You know what I'm saying? And off of that what if comment, that shit'll fuck around and make headlines on different motherfuckers' pages. And next thing you know, this shit on the Washington Post. And motherfuckers talking about how much criminal time he could be facing and how he can't be arrested or charged with a crime if he is sitting president. And ooh. And it's like, y'all talking all that shit, like distracting us the whole time for some shit y'all really about to do. And I guess the bigger question is, in spite of these terrorist attacks around the world, black people still getting lynched in 2019. This black dude was found in his tractor trailer lynched. They hung him. They tied his hands up and hung him. And the police ruled it a suicide. I said it. I fucking said it. Like, dead ass. That's how much they give a fuck about us. Motherfuckers. It's not the fact of it happening. The fact that it's happening and motherfuckers is able to go back to their normal, regular lives and clock into their 9-to-5 and go home and eat dinner with their wife and play with their kids like ain't nothing happened. Why ain't never no witnesses when those type of crimes happen to us? But if let that shit happen to somebody white, y'all gonna figure out who did it. You can't say that we the greatest nation in the world, and within your own nation, justice isn't even properly being served. It's like, it's just a system that we must adhere to. We must believe what news tell us. We must feed it to them. If they tell us to hate Hillary, we're supposed to hate her. If they tell us to hate Barack, we're supposed to hate him. If we're supposed to hate anybody that they feel is that person of the month type shit. It's like, bro, we in a society where motherfuckers is really going, like, and they don't have a problem with that. Like, they gonna look at you like, nigga, you bogus for not being down. Like, wow, okay. I guess I'll just be the weird nigga in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm not finna put myself in that position. Where I, because of what the news telling me to believe and accept, down to the curriculum they teach your children at schools. Like, they basically trying to force your kids to accept the way society is, the new age. everything New Age down to your religion. That's New Age religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers be making jokes about it and shit, but it's like a reality. It's like, it's the type of shit that lets you know where we are, biblically speaking. And like I said, the president, not guilty of collusion. Okay. I get it, if you say so. We know what's going on. I smell a rat. A fat rat. A dirty rat. But it is what it is. The president fucking with Israel the long way. He just recognized, what is that shit called? Something Golem or something. I can't think of the name, but he just, he basically just went against the grain, and it's so much chaos and war going on over there. America staked out strategically all throughout the land, got their allies and shit. They got all type of U.S.-backed forces that's with it. I can't compare my personal struggles to bombs being dropped on innocent civilians and people because they don't have no money or nowhere to go. And these motherfuckers want to war and fight and kill each other. No respect for the community. We talk a lot of shit towards each other in America as far as black people not respecting each other or showing each other love type shit. But at the end of the day, it's like this is a worldwide event. You know? I hate that this is what it is, but it's like, my stress is nothing compared to people that's in power and the bullshit laws and legislators. And I mean, how deep does this rabbit hole go? I don't even know if I want to jump in this rabbit hole today. I already told y'all this was going to just be a quick one today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to even go in. I was just meditating on some shit, and like I said, like, I go through shit, I battle, I fuck up, all of that, you know? But it's like, it really ain't no excuses on a bullshitter. Our president is racist, and it's millions of people that love it. And they don't give a fuck what you talking about. They love that man, like, with passion. Trump can't be that broke if he able to do the things that he doing. I mean, they say money is the root of all evil. You got a lot of people in love with money. Whole lot. I like money, but I don't love money. I don't gotta get down to take care of my family or provide for my household. I don't gotta sell my soul to be a man. You know? And because of that, that's why our society upside down right now on its head. We got niggas out here swearing to God they a woman. Knowing they was born with a dick, and you supposed to treat them as such, and women that, you know what I'm saying, vice versa. It's always a debate on that issue and that topic, but it's like, in reality, who am I to tell you wrong from right? It's only for me to just spread information that I learned. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I'm sharing it was because it was spiritually uplifting, like bigger and better than an epiphany, like a spiritual realization, like because you've been spiritually blinded, walking around with a blindfold on for so long. It's like, when you finally see, it's like the light hurts your eyes a little bit, but eventually they adjust and you're able to see clearly. That shit just don't, shit ain't what it is. America, a facade, like, from Cali to New York, shit, all up and down, from Wisconsin all the way down to Louisiana, like, this motherfucker, America just corrupt, period. Rich white people in power don't face real justice. Their name might get a little damaged. I can't even say damaged. Their name might get a little tarnished, but over time, no matter of fact, but with some jury cleaner, you never know. With some jury cleaner and a little buff rag, the real soft furry one, and some elbow grease, you'll never know. Just like how Joe Biden did it, like when Barack Obama was running for office. Not one time did that video surface of him enforcing that super predator crime bill. Not one time. And I feel like America, the government, the media, all of the owners of the media, they all conspired to keep that shit from us until now. Like, it's going to be many different videos that come out from the 90s of these motherfuckers talking that shit when it was cool to do it. Now that it's 2019 and it's like, we're living in a biblical day where Esau's time is up. It's like, you got motherfuckers hinting about it. And then even when they hinting about it, they ain't really talking about shit. Ain't one real person stepped up and just exclusively said, I'm here for tangibles exclusively for the African-American descendants of slavery. They gonna be first. African-American descendants of slaves first. It has to be that way. That's the only way you're going to be able to create balance. You know what I'm saying? And redeeming America as a nation. If that's even possible, which I'm kind of looking at it like it's sad. We got Donald Trump in office. That nigga ain't no shit. Let's just analyze this though, like, go to the comment section on reparations and shit. You're going to see 30,000 comments. And majority of them white. Give you a reason why we don't deserve shit. Like, wow. But you also got to understand that's how they move. That's how they operate. That's how they ride. That's how they get down. Nothing you can really do about it personally, per se, but it ain't no excuses in life either. Like, I realize that it's obstacles out here that really shouldn't be out here. But unfortunately, I don't control the race and I don't hold the starter pistol. I just take off and try to maintain my, you know what I'm saying, my air so I can get through this motherfucker and come out in first place or close to it as possible. That's just me, though. Guess buddy, I just want y'all to know that everything's coming together. Like, I recorded some sound drops and shit. So yeah, I did all of that professional shit. My homie he editing it now and doing what he do, and he gonna send it to me as a little package, email it to me. And don't be surprised if you hear some wet-ass drops and shit. You hear saying some wild-ass shit. And the shit crispy and clear as fuck. Dead ass. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to always, you know what I'm saying, go down there and exclusively do it. Like, update the shit. It's going to be dope. Hell yeah. Today is Monday. It's a brand new work week. I'm ready. Don't get me wrong. I am ready to go. It's just that. Give me one more day. Most of my day was spent driving shit. From Georgia to South Carolina. And we ran over, I think I ran over a moose neck. It was some big, it was a big ass piece of roadkill in the middle of the road. And I hit that motherfucker. And it sounded like I did some damage and I pulled over and it was like, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. Like, I guess I just clean ran that bitch up, caught the vertebrae in the neck type shit. Man, that was crazy. We was literally recording. I had to stop, jump out, pop out, inspect. Everything was good. Got back in. It was valid. You know what I'm saying? I had to pay attention to the road, too, because I know how I feel to get pulled over. You ain't speeding, but you drive fast. And then one of them hoe-ass police officers just creep up on you out of nowhere and pull you over. Can't really argue with the motherfucker. And then you probably get shot. Especially with this amount of melanin I got. I'm just saying. To take that on the chin, you know, but maintaining my speed, you know. By the time I tried to go back to it, it didn't record, it didn't save the recording. And it happened twice. The only reason it happened twice because we was just fucking wasted, talking shit, and people was interrupting each other, and it was just irritating. Like, man, my homie had his girl over there. She was weirdo as a bitch. She was, I ain't even river. She was cool. Just the type of person where how I'm podcasting right now, like I'm in control of my atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Everything on the outside of that whatever, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But I like to have my shit as quiet as possible. Chop that shit down, talk that shit, and hopefully inspire and reach out. Shit, dead ass. Hell yeah, man. It's King Diz in this bit. Yeah, I wish I could play this song for y'all out here. I don't want to just put it on here, though, and it's not copywritten. I really plan on putting it on iTunes, too. But only thing that's stopping me right now is some cold-ass graphics, which really ain't shit. I could do that. And filling out the paperwork for the copyright shit. So, yeah, just do the graphics and the copyright shit. Pay a little $30 to the distribution company or whatever the fuck they charging. Matter of fact, it don't make no sense to just send one and pay like $30-$40 versus send up to like 20 songs. So yeah, I'm just drop some shit on y'all here. Just drop it. Fuck it. Exclusively on Apple Music. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. Yeah, yo. Y'all fucking with me. Y'all really fucking with me. I went from 450-something listeners on Friday to, like, 470-something, and the shit's still growing. We almost at 500, y'all. We almost at the halfway mark. We've been past the quarter mark. Ultimate goal right now for like the next 6 months with incorporating the production side, videography and shit like that, green screen technology and all of that. It's gonna be pretty dope. When I was doing it, like midway, I was kind of, you know what I'm saying, questioning it. Like, damn, I hope I ain't just wasting my time. My motherfuckers really ain't fucking me. I only got like one view this week. Like, woo. But it's like, I have to learn to not even focus on that. Cause when I do this, it's all just coming from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how shit should be. Trying to go crazy doing it or nothing. It's just just determined to get this motherfucker up and running and, like, genuinely have a solid professional production, hosting, podcasting, digital filming, television, music, all that shit. Very uplifting. But yeah, this is just a little Sour Power Hour midday brunch session. You dig? So I definitely appreciate y'all. If I'm inspired to do it tonight, I might do it tonight. Might do it tomorrow night. Who knows? But I'm going to definitely drop another fresh one on top of y'all head. We're going to have much, much more to talk about later. Right now, I'm about to get ready to get my day started. Get out here and go get some money. Bring this shit back, man. Take care of the business, you know? Y'all have a good rest of the day. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and fucking with me. I am King Ness. Don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe. Keep fucking with the music on YouTube. Team Guniac on SoundCloud, all that shit. And new music on the way. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Have a good day.